Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. 8:14. This is Bob Connors. Here is Pat Tiberi, U.S. Congressman, Ohio 12th. As the president appears to be reneging on health care transparency. Pat, good morning. What's the latest on this issue?
Happy New Year, Bob.
Thank you.
Well, you know, the president during the last campaign over and over and over, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi many times said this as well, that this Congress would be the most transparent in history. And in fact, used healthcare as an example that we would bring more transparency to Washington D.C. And as you may recall, the issue was when we got healthcare reform passed the House and the Senate, when a conference committee, which is the traditional way of merging the House and the Senate bills, where you have members of both parties sitting down hammering out the differences. When that conference committee meets, the president said, I will insist that it be done on C-SPAN. And in fact, the CEO of C-SPAN, Brian Lamb, has been very public saying that he has requested Congress to come on C-SPAN and hold that traditional conference committee on TV for everybody to see. And not only are we not having a traditional conference committee where both parties are going to sit down and try to hammer out the differences, where even Democrats can sit out, hammer out the differences, the Speaker and Harry Reid have decided to scrap that idea and negotiate the differences in the two bills behind closed doors at the Capitol and at the White House. Really unbelievable and outrageous. And there are Democrats that are outraged about this too, Bob.
Is anything likely to change?
In terms of the bill or in terms of the process?
In terms of transparency.
No, I don't think so, and I think the American people are starting to get it, because over and over again, when the Democrats took the majority, they said that they were going to make it more transparent. And what's happened is it's become less transparent. We don't even have traditional conference committees anymore. When you and I were in school, we learned about how a bill became the law. How a bill became the law, we're going to have to change that, because there's no such thing as a conference committee, a traditional conference committee anymore. It really has gone backward rather than forward. So until I think we see Americans get more engaged again like they did this past summer, I think you're going to see business as usual. The Speaker and the President say one thing and then do another.
Well, I guess most all of us are aware that back when Republicans controlled Congress and George Bush was in the White House, it was Democrats who angrily complained about secret backroom deals.
Sure.
Now the roles are reversed.
Yeah, and there were some of them, absolutely. And you know, there were a number of things that Republicans did that Democrats actually took advantage of and won elections in 2006, 2008. And unfortunately, not only have they not done what they said they were going to do, they've made the situation worse, whether it's tripling down on our national debt or whether it's less transparency. But I got to tell you, over the last 3 years of Democrat control in Congress, the transparency issue has gotten worse with respect to conference committees. And when you have the ability today of technology to use technology to allow more information, particularly when it comes to negotiations on health care, this is one-sixth of our economy. One-sixth of our economy, and the Senate bill and the House bills are a little bit different, whether it's a health care czar, whether it's the way they tax people in the two different plans. The Senate bill is much different than the House bill. And quite honestly, even labor leaders are upset with respect to the Senate bill. And there are a number of labor leaders that are meeting with the president today to express their concern about the way the Senate bill, the Senate health care bill, taxes health insurance plans. So this issue is not over yet with respect to the health care bill, because there are wide differences between Democrats, quite honestly, between the House and the Senate bill. So this is not yet over, but at the end of the day, Americans deserve better. They deserve more transparency, just as the president said over and over during the campaign. And he risks losing a lot of credibility on what he says when you look at many different issues now over the last year where he said one thing during the campaign and has gone in a complete different direction as he's governed.
Unions contend that taxes on the so-called Cadillac plans would be passed along to workers. Where else would it go?
Exactly, Bob. In fact, all of these taxes in both the House bill and the Senate bill. Whether you're taxing the insurance companies or whether you're taxing employers, ultimately those taxes are going to be passed down, and you and I are going to end up paying for them.
You mentioned a little while ago just a hint at the Tea Party movement that grew out of this past summer.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great when you get more Americans involved in the process, whether it be at the state level, the local level, or at the federal level. And I've never seen anything like it where you have people, thousands of everyday people, Republicans, conservatives, moderates, Democrats, who are just up to here, up to it with what's happening in Washington, D.C., and they're beginning to get engaged, many for the very first time. Who are coming to Washington. I've met people who come to Washington for the very first time this year as part of that movement, and the people who've been critical of that movement don't quite understand that this is not some sort of Republican thing. This is average Americans of all stripes, and they're saying, you know what, we want our country back. We want our government back. It's getting too big. It's getting too out of control, and you people aren't listening. And I think that's a good thing for our government. I think it's a good thing for our country. And I think we're going to see more and more people get engaged over the coming year.
Congressman, I thank you, sir. Pat Tiberi, Congressman, Ohio 12th, talking primarily about the president reneging on health care transparency.